Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, back to work. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 6 here on the 8th day of December. Christmas, Hanukkah, all of it's going to be on top of us before we know it. And I went out yesterday, Kim, to the Bass Pro Shop there in St. Charles to just kind of, you know, look around. Had a couple gift cards. And I was looking around at some stuff, and that place was packed.
Oh, it's because Santa's there. I'm going there today. Pictures with Santa.
Oh, I don't know if he was there yesterday or not.
Really?
I didn't see a lot of little kids looking for Santa. I saw a lot of parents looking for sporting equipment.
No,
I
was actually supposed to go yesterday, which is funny because I would have potentially run into you. But
wow. Yeah. There was a big waiting line back in the gun section, which is where I was, because if I go to Cabela's or Bass Pro or somewhere like that, I'm going back to the gun section. So it was packed. I mean, it was good to see. The streets of St. Charles are having that celebration down there. And with the actors out on the streets and all that, my wife and I went down there last weekend, and it's just packed. That place was packed too. There's not a parking spot to be found down there near downtown Main Street in St. Charles.
Yeah,
I think it's a good trend.
So you're not talking about streets of St. Charles. You're talking about old St. Charles.
Streets of St. Charles downtown on Main Street.
Okay. For some reason, when I think streets of St. Charles, I think.
Oh, you're talking about that new area
like
there
the
where
First Watch
Noah's Ark used to be.
No, or however you say it.
Downtown. Okay. On Main Street,
yeah,
on the
I do love that
cobblestone paved area, which is a good sign, because you know I think that a lot of people are buying into this nonsense that you know there's an affordability crisis, and I don't question that things have gone up. We went out to eat on Saturday night, and I won't name the restaurant because I don't want it to seem like I'm targeting that particular restaurant. Okay. But between my wife and I, we had a pizza. We split a salad. My wife had a soft drink, and I had two mixed drinks. How much do you think the bill was? With tip.
Oh, with tip? Yeah. Need drinks, too?
Well, the drinks are
that could be upwards.
The drinks
of
are 10 or 11 bucks a piece. So $20 of it was,
I don't know, 80?
Alcohol for me.
80?
I was going to go 60.
It was with I gave them a 20% tip, and it was $104.
Oh my gosh!
Honestly, I mean, the pizza was $25, the salad was $14. I told you we split those two items. We didn't each get a pizza. She got a pizza. We split a salad. She and I got a pizza. We split a salad, and then I had a couple of cocktails. $100.
I had a salad
for a Saturday night
that was with tip. It was $17, and I had to order it myself from an app. You had to scan the little sticker on the table. So I tipped a little less. I tipped 15% because I felt like I was doing the work. I put my tray back. I was the one who did the order. The person just brought it to me, and yeah, still $17. And I finished it thinking, man, I could eat two more of those.
Well, I say that because I understand the Democrat strategy here. They want to convince everybody that prices are high and Donald Trump has done nothing to lower them. Prices are high. because inflation was effectively 20 to 25% the last 4 years. That those prices don't just go down. When's the last time you saw a price just randomly drop back to what it was 5 years ago? That doesn't tend to happen. And it is a crisis for America. It's not something the current president of the United States can sign an executive order and change a lot of those things. But I do think it's reversing. Scott Bessin had some great conversations this weekend. The guy, I love how that guy handles himself. He's very unassuming, but he slices and dices in these interviews when people start questioning him on the affordability issue. Gas prices are down. Turkey prices were down a little bit, moderately. And, you know, if they drop the interest rates this week again, and they should do it again the following time, I think they could go a half a basis point this. I'm not saying they will. I wish they would go drop it a half basis point this week. And I think it would do so much good for the economy if they would do that. The housing market, all of it would really benefit from that. So that's going on. Mentioned this earlier. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mystery deepening as to why it took the FBI so long to finally charge somebody in that pipe bombing situation. Fortunately, the bombs didn't go off the night before January 6th. I mean, think how that might have changed that situation. Had this lone wolf managed to actually explode two bombs in downtown Washington, D.C., the place would have been filled with National Guard troops the next day. He has apparently confessed to it. And there's some indication that he didn't like that he was unhappy with the outcome of the election. They haven't connected him to any group. Apparently, his grandmother says he's close to 30 with the IQ of a 15 or 16. He acts like a 15 or 16-year-old. So we're not talking about a high-functioning individual here. But lots of questions over that we're going to talk about today. We'll get to Hans here coming up in the next segment. Right now, though, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And so now what we have now are Democrats who have such X-ray vision and clairvoyance that they know the intentions of narco-terrorists on boats, yet we're so blind to see that they had a president for 4 years that was operating as a vegetable in Joe Biden. So, you know, forgive me if I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Schmidt, for lighting him up this weekend. He was on with George Stephanopoulos, whose name I now have to correct pronouncely, or apparently I'm offending all Greek people, I've been told, on the text line. But regardless, he chewed up old George and spit him back out.
Representative Omar tried to downplay it, said, it was very tough to know how this money should be used. Yeah. You know, she was gaslighting the American people.
Well, we'll talk to her.
Yeah, Secretary Scott Bessent there going over Margaret Brennan over that fraud case among the Somali community up in Minnesota. And Margaret Brennan doing her best to run interference for one Ilhan Omar.
They've not been authorized to be at war. And by the way, individuals in that boat were not even aimed at the United States. So everything that they've done has been illegal.
Tammy Duckworth actually somehow got elected United States Senator. These things only happen. She and Mazie Hirono, they only get elected in places like Illinois and Hawaii, just so you know. There ought to be an IQ test for that position. She hasn't even seen the video, but she's convinced that Pete Hegseth committed murder, just so you know.
So when I said it last night, I think he's an extraordinary human being. The one thing that people don't realize, and I've known him for 30 years, he's very, very gracious. Like, he'll remember your kids' names. He'll call, like, during a serious situation. He goes, oh, how's your mother? How's she doing? You know, little things. And no one knows about that.
All right, Sylvester Stallone there last night at the Kennedy Center Awards. They were asking him afterwards about Trump, and he's like, "Yeah, I've known him. I've known him for 30 years. I've known him for a long time, and there's just a side of him that people just don't know. This is just how he is, right?" I've heard those stories of him stopping in his limo with cars pulled over on the side of the road, broken down, and like paying their tow bill or their to get their car repaired, and all of these stories, they just never get any publicity. It was good to hear Stallone. He also made some positive comments about J.D. Vance.
Anyone who's met Trump in person seems to have the same story, and that is that he's a much more down-to-earth guy than we tend to see when we watch clips of him. I'm sure J.D. Vance is a great person. I've never questioned his authenticity. Anyone who associates with Trump, anyone who would go to Mar-a-Lago, good luck with your career, because sadly, there will be different people, directors who would not want to cast
the Hollywood people.
Simply because you have any association with Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's Rocky. He's not too worried about that. He's always been the underdog. He's good. She's like, no idea.
I know what Rocky is. Come on.
Rambo? Rambo? Come on.
I've never seen it. However, I know of it.
All right. Well, now he's the Tulsa King, apparently. So that's all that matters. Coming up, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky, get his take on the ridiculous Tammy Duckworth comments from over the weekend accusing the Secretary of War of murder. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, look, the President of the United States and his Secretary of Defense are conducting murder on the high seas. They're committing murder, and Americans should care. Like, look, none of us like drug traffickers, but we have laws that say that drug traffickers don't get summarily executed. And if it's happening off the coast of America with people that we don't know, just give it time before Donald Trump starts doing this same kind of thing to people we do know right here at home. It matters if the President of the United States breaks the law.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, Hans, good Monday morning to you. How are you, my friend?
Mark, I'm doing just great, thank you.
That was Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat, who wants people to believe that if we let Donald Trump get away with bombing these narco terrorists, he might actually start dropping bombs on drug runners inside of America. What do you think?
I mean, that's absurd. And he keeps talking about breaking the law. As far as I can recall, I don't think he raised any concerns over the fact that Barack Obama launched almost 2,000 drone strikes that killed close to 3,000 people outside of the United States, including civilians who were hit when they were trying to hit jihadist terrorists. But did he complain about that back then? I don't recall him doing that. Do you?
I don't either. I also don't recall him complaining when Barack Obama killed an American who happened to have joined Al-Qaeda, correct?
Right. That is exactly right. Yeah. And Look, the way to view these kind of smugglers on the high seas is, you know, the law that applies to them, international law, is the same that applies to pirates. And it has long been the law of the sea for hundreds of years that pirates on the high seas can be summarily executed.
Wow. I mean, that it's true, and people just don't think of it that way.
Right, right. And actually, I've actually been doing a little research, Mark, and I was looking at some of our historical examples of prior presidents, particularly not long after we became a president. Piracy was a real problem, and smuggling throughout the Caribbean, down in the Florida area, and American presidents sent American military forces to take care of that.
Hans, we keep hearing about the War Powers Act, and Schumer has been outspoken about that. In fact, he went ahead, along with a few other senators, and he filed a War Powers resolution to try to block any sort of efforts, I guess, against Venezuela. I mean, what kind of an impact does that really have?
Well, it doesn't have any because he's not going to get it through. Look, Congress can act if they believe a president is going beyond his authority. The chief tool they have, remember, is the power of the purse. So if they pass laws that say no funding can be used for something like this, well, yeah, then the president has to obey that. But until that happens, the president's got the authority to do what he's doing. I mean, look, you can argue about, is that a good idea or not? Well, for how many decades have we been trying to fight a drug war in this country, and we've largely been ineffective? I think there's a lot of folks that think this is a good idea, and they did also. Remember, during the Bush administration, the H.W. Bush administration, we actually sent troops in to hit drug labs in Bolivia.
Yes.
A lot of people have forgotten that, too.
Of course, they have very selective memory out there, for sure. Hans von Spakovsky, our guest from the Heritage Foundation. So last week, a grand jury declined to re-indict Letitia James, and then I hear that a judge has stepped in and at least temporarily blocked some key information that was used to indict James Comey. And you know, I guess they're going to have trouble taking another run at that because the attorney for the guy Comey was supposedly communicating with, the college professor with the leaks, is claiming that the information they gathered from his client overstepped the bounds of whatever warrant they used.
Yeah, you know, this gets down in the nuts and bolts of a criminal investigation. How far does a warrant extend? Look, I don't know whether what this judge said is correct or not. We do know that James Comey basically did not tell the truth about leaks, according to who? The Inspector General of the Department, U.S. Department of Justice. Will he ever be held accountable for that? Well, right now, that's looking problematic.
Yeah, it really is. You know, Hans, also, I'm sure you've been following the case of the J. They're calling him the J6 pipe bomber, although it happened January 5th. We're finding out more about this guy. This morning I hear he's basically confessed, right, that he admitted it was him who did it. And he may have had issues with how the election was handled in 2020. How in the world did the FBI, the Chris Wray FBI, sit on this for 4 or 5 years?
It is a sign of the unbelievable either incompetence or intentional disregard of this case by the prior FBI. The key thing for everyone to keep in mind is that the new leadership, Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, they assigned a new set of investigators. There was no new evidence.
Yes.
No new tips. None of that. They simply went through and did the kind of job you're supposed to do to solve this case. And the fact that the prior FBI didn't do it is a sign of just how problematic things were there.
It's stunning. There's a big article on it today in the New York Post, in fact, by Miranda Devine, who's done some great reporting on this. I don't know. Hans, the other big story out of D.C., the president signing these executive orders on the auto pen. Does that have any real impact? Can he cancel things that were done by a previous president in terms of pardons and all that?
We have never had this situation come up in the entire history of the United States. There's no legal precedent for this. The only way we're going to know that is if someone ends up suing because the government, someone who, for example, has gotten a pardon, if the government comes after them to say, we're picking you up, you got to go back to prison, your pardon was ineffective, they're going to sue, and then we're going to find out whether the president can do this or not.
Wow. Well, I mean, we're breaking some new ground here. I'm glad to see the president pushing forward on this, even as the investigation into all that continues. Hans, always great having you on. Have yourself a great week.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. You bet. Hans von Spakovsky there, live in the nation's capital this morning. Good to get him on. Coming up, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole Murray. As I mentioned, they're expecting interest rate cuts this week. Often those things bake themselves into the stock market in advance. And it's pretty clear based on the jobs numbers and all that they're going to drop it somewhat. We'll get to that. We got in other news for you about 6:48 this morning. A Missouri news anchor is making headlines. We'll get to that in other news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, is my microphone back up over here? I don't think I was in queue. Let me try this again.
Because the facts are on our side. Joe Biden never got 15 million votes, more votes than Barack Obama. Impossible. We didn't pick up net 12 House seats when we lost the presidential. Impossible. We didn't win 19 of the 20 bellwethers and lose the presidency. Impossible.
That is Steve Bannon, if you didn't recognize the voice, once again making his argument here about, as stories come out about voting ballots that were shipped in here from other countries, and the possibility that Venezuela might have played some sort of a role in, at least in the technology of these electronic voting machines. In some states, that supposedly way back when they tested something in one particular state, I think it might have been Oklahoma, where they had success in switching votes in a machine. These are stories that have come out that are being looked into. But Bannon says he believes he's got more proof than ever now, and he thinks more of it's going to come out. So there may be a few nervous people out there. Because
that's scary, and I know a lot of us advocate to go back to paper ballots, but it's kind of like the whole social media conversation we were having earlier this morning in smartphones, where genie's out of the bottle. I don't ever see us going back as a country to paper ballots. So what safeguards can we put in place to try to mitigate the amount of ways people can hack into the systems? Because we know it'll happen.
I think we will see people go back to paper ballots.
Maybe on a very local level, like, oh, okay, this municipality or whatever. It's just, I don't see it happening on a broader level.
It's going to take a vote to make it happen. Denny Hoskins is in favor of it. He's our Secretary of State. So I don't know. We'll see if the legislature does anything with that or not. If they haven't, they should at least look at it. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole. How was your weekend?
It was too short. How was yours?
Well, of course it was too short.
But yeah, always. I'm dragging a little bit. I forgot my coffee this morning, so I'm running on like no caffeine. So it's, yeah.
How do you do that? Like we're debating right now. I hope she's not listening. My daughter for Christmas wants an espresso machine.
What's wrong
with
that?
Like one of those things on that you set on the counter. Because I'm not convinced. Here's our issue. Love her to death. But she doesn't appreciate the value of a dollar. And she has no problem dropping by 7 Brew and spending $6 or $7 on a fancy coffee. And I'm like, if we go to the trouble to invest in one of these machines, you got to agree to drink the coffee that's at home instead of going and wasting money at a place like that. My opinion, and I know there are long lines wrapping around those places all the time, so there's plenty of people that disagree with me, but that's just my opinion. You have
honestly, the age that you realize that the coffee at home is crap is when you become a real adult. So I'm so not on board with you.
That's funny. You think the coffee from home is crap?
It just doesn't hit the same. Like even when I get my special Starbucks coffee and I make it with my special creamer, it's not the same as like rolling up to a local coffee joint, having someone make the coffee for you. It's made with love.
That's the ingredient that is missing from the home coffee.
Oh,
that's why
no,
it tastes
come
crappy.
On. I'll tell her I'd get up and make it for her. I mean, I'll put love in it. I mean, come on.
I'll put
it's
love
Keurig.
In it. How many tablespoons
it's
of love do you put in it, Mark?
It's how bad. I mean, those are expensive machines.
You know what they say about those K-cups is that every time you put them in, it's heating up the plastic and it's seeping
into your
the
brain,
coffee.
And they would
and
never do
that's
that at
not good.
Some of these coffee shops, I'm sure.
No, never. Ever.
You may be
You're
saving
right.
yourself from brain cancer by spending $7 a day on coffee. How about that? Ask Dave Ramsey what he thinks about that, Kim.
He'd say, that's ridiculous!
Of course he would. What's going on in the business world?
Wow, got heated for a Monday.
Oh,
okay.
Not at all.
All right, futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 104, the NASDAQ up 72, the S&P 500 up 13. Anheuser-Busch has announced plans to acquire a majority stake in BeatBox, a fast-growing party punch and hard tea brand headquartered in Austin, Texas. A&B will spend up to $490 million for 85% of BeatBox with a path to full ownership after 5 years. Home delistings in October were up 45.5% year to date and up nearly 38% from October of 2024, according to Realtor.com. More potential buyers are heading to what Realtor.com calls refuge markets, which includes cities like Grand Rapids, Michigan, and St. Louis, Missouri, where home prices are lower. Internet infrastructure company Cloudflare said it is investigating an outage that took place that brought down several global websites, including LinkedIn, Zoom, and others. It's the second such crash to affect the company in less than 3 weeks. Users on social media platform X also reported problems accessing the website. Universal Pictures' Five Nights at Freddy's 2 took the number one spot at this weekend's box office with an estimated $63 million domestically. Zootopia 2 finished number two this weekend with $43 million to raise its domestic gross to about $220 million since opening last weekend. Roughly 210,000 portable lithium-ion battery power banks sold on Amazon have been recalled over possible fire and burn hazards to the consumer. The Consumer Product Safety Commission added that the power banks were sold between August of 2021 and April of 2022. And finally, in-person shopping is still where it's at. New data says just 16% of consumers plan to shop exclusively online this holiday season. This means 83% will incorporate physical retail stores somewhere into their shopping plans.
It's shocking that that's shocking.
Well, it's funny because last night my husband's like, should we go to the mall? And I think we've done most of our Christmas shopping, which, by the way, can I pat myself on the back? That is, that never happens. Okay.
Good job.
I'm usually like Christmas Eve, I'm shopping.
did you do that during your time off?
I did it online. No, I did it Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Okay.
But it's funny because he's like, we should go to the mall and look for stuff or whatever. I'm like, are we going to find what we need at the mall? Like, I don't know. It just—it's so much easier to go online because you can go to a million different stores and then just have it shipped right to your front porch.
You can also compare prices side by side, compared reviews side by side, and all from the comfort of your couch.
Yeah, I guess so. I was saying I went out to a sporting goods store yesterday, and the place was a zoo. It was packed with people. So I know people are out there spending money in the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I've done it this year just because my sister and mom wanted to go to the mall. And it's like Armageddon out there. Like, I don't know why I want to do this to myself every holiday season. I'm an online girl, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
See you Wednesday. Appreciate it. Yeah, I opened up my door yesterday when we got back and there were 5 things on the porch from Amazon. So my wife clearly appreciates, but she also went out to like a craft fair. They had a little craft fair on the streets in Cottleville this weekend, and she went over there for a little while to shop. And so she likes doing the still in-person shopping when she can.
Well, and we should. It's not that I do all of my shopping online because the brick and mortar, the mom and pop shops that are not big online, they need our support. And so I get it. I'm just saying that I have found online shopping to be pretty convenient.
Oh, it's very convenient. There's no doubt about that. I mean, other than even they've also made the return so easy that just take it and drop it back off. Where can you do that now? Like any
UPS,
FedEx store or used to be Kohl's or somewhere like that?
Yeah, did they get rid of that? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Like,
I used to be able to get like a 15% off discount coupon.
I think they still have it.
Return stuff over there.
They just put it in the back of the store,
yeah,
so you have to walk past everything.
They do. That was
smart.
That's very smart. You're going to see something you like between the front and the back of the store for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to in other news, and this is I got a funny story for you. Because of weight shaming, there is a news anchor in the state of Missouri, in fact, who is making national headlines, getting hundreds of thousands of views on her videos because she's calling people out on online social media for some of the crazy things they say to her about her weight. So we're going to play that for you and get to some of the other in other news stories coming up in just a minute. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, if you've been in the media for any length of time, Cam, and I know maybe it's worse for women, obviously, than it is for men, people think they just have the right to say whatever the hell they want about you, right?
Yep.
And you have to develop some pretty tough skin in order to deal with that, quite frankly. And if you don't, you're not going to last long in the business. There's no doubt about it. Sometimes you get told you need sensitivity training and all kinds of stupid things.
And that does happen.
I don't know. People have suggested that even this morning to me. I understand. But we'll deal with that later. Right now, I want to deal with Carissa Codell. Carissa is a news anchor down in Springfield, Missouri, and she's gone viral because she is calling out these idiots who send her really nasty notes online about her weight. I'll just say up front, Carissa, she's a beautiful young lady. By her own estimate, she's like 5'2 or 5'3, weighs about 180 pounds, right? So she gets viewers who think they have a right to just say whatever they want to her. She's taken to reading these on social media. And her Instagram account has got like 200,000 views on some of this stuff. Here's one of them, for example.
Brick wall, more like brick house. And I'm looking to move in. After the commercial, we're going to explain how you can securely lock your house to keep Brennan out.
It's a bunch of really funny stuff like that. Some of it borders on inappropriate. I mean, there are people that are really nasty with her.
Read another one. Do you have one?
Yeah, there are a couple on here. She's thicker than zoo glass is what one of them said. And her response to that was, who's zoo glass? I want to see what she looks like, right? I mean, obviously, she's got a good sense of humor about this. Let's see. Where was the other? There's one more I wanted to read. Oh, she's the only fat nine I've ever seen. She loved that comment. She did. I mean, she had a great time with it online.
Some of them are funny. Did you ever get hate like that on TV?
I don't remember specifically weight-related comments. I mean, you always got people that, you know, don't like your tie or, I mean, people just feel free to just fire on you when mm-hmm. you're on. And maybe like they're doing here on
social
on
media
wasn't
around back then.
This morning.
Yeah, well,
that's true. There wasn't much social media. You would get emails from people
around back then,
or handwritten letters from people telling
some
you
of
something.
Oh, yeah. I'd get people would be cursing me out and actually take time to handwrite me a letter. Or say I look like I had gained weight. It's just so stupid.
My theory is Carissa Cordell. Did I say the name right? Carissa Codell. Codel. Is going to her career is going to blow up over this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
people
she won't
be
in Springfield,
supporting
Illinois
her.
Very long, probably.
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about somebody else. This is another news reporter who was on camera. This is actually in New Zealand. But she's on camera doing a report, and all of a sudden, a bird smacks into her face while she's live on camera. You should see the video of this. It's pretty funny. It's like, remember the bird? The video of the people on the roller coaster, and the bird flies into them,
yes,
and because
yes.
of the wind, it's like stuck to them. It was kind of like that. It's like its wings are out, and it just smacks into this girl's face
while she's doing a live
while
report.
While she's doing a live report,
that's terrifying.
I hate birds. Me too.
Jinx.
Wow. I didn't know that you two hated birds.
I used to have one, and her name was Rosie, and she flew away, and I'm sorry. I'm not
Did
a fan.
She fly away,
well,
Kim?
I shoot birds.
Up for debate, all right?
Yeah, when I can.
I thought you got
ready. I didn't get ready. I didn't do that.
So here's a story that and we were talking about restaurant prices earlier and affordability. According to the New York Post, one thing that restaurants are seeing is that people are flocking to happy hour and ordering appetizers and skimping on entrees as affordability hits U.S. restaurants nationwide. Number one, I call BS. This is nothing new. I don't think this is anything new.
I was going to say, didn't they always do this?
Well, they've always given you like half price on chicken wings and stuff like that at a lot of restaurants. I know a lot of people that have done that for years, but now they're saying people are showing up at, this was the Martin City Brewery in Kansas City, where they shared meatball sliders, pretzel bites, and chicken wings, and 2-for-1 beer coupons for that and a cocktail. And their total bill was $51 versus the $75 they've typically spent on dinner at the same restaurant.
A lot of apps I've seen are now similar in price to a meal because they're assuming that you're going to split it. So you might have an app of wings, but it's $17. You might as well get an entree.
Or people eat the app as their meal.
Well, because sometimes they're just better appetizers. Right. The meals don't look that great on the menu.
They claim it's a trend. My guess is it's been going on all along.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So 72-year-old woman in Texas ends up getting hospitalized with several injuries after she was attacked by several geese. These geese
are another bird.
They were attacking her for food.
Here's the thing.
She was feeding the ducks, which is not smart.
Where did this happen?
This is in Texas.
Okay. I don't know what the laws are in Texas, but they need to lift the laws protecting those things. Like, sometimes they nest outside of buildings, commercial buildings, and then they attack people as they try to walk in and out of the building. You're not allowed to hurt them because they're protected.
Oh, they hiss at you. And I, as a kid, was attacked by a goose.
But they don't have teeth.
No, but
grab them by
mean.
The neck and throw them out of the way.
I just am picturing you
absolutely do that. And some idiot would get it on video, and I'd end up with federal charges against me. When it was the goose's fault to begin with.
Kids are scarred. Oh my gosh, Mark, that's such an image.
I'm sorry.
I
would do it.
Like swinging it around your head.
Take that, goose. All right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'd do it to both of them. All right. So here's a story about a 5-year-old boy who loved Chick-fil-A so much, he snuck out of his house to walk to the Chick-fil-A while his parents were apparently sleeping. So he got up early one morning. He got up early one morning in Jacksonville, Florida, climbed out of bed, decided his parents needed more sleep, felt hungry. Rather than wake anybody up, the preschooler settled on a plan to walk to the Chick-fil-A, which was apparently just down the block. So in his little padded bare feet, barefoot outfit he had on, he walked down the street to the Chick-fil-A. Well, there's apparently body cam footage of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office with the kid still in his nightshirt.
Oh.
And apparently utterly at ease with the cop. And they bought him a drink and tried to figure out where his family was. He had to walk him back to his house. I did this when I was 5 years old.
What?
My parents were outside working on the house, and there was a lady up at the local grocery store. It was called Albers. And every time I was there, she would give me candy. And I decided I wanted some candy, so I took off. And they found me like a half mile away.
Oh, my
I had
gosh.
Crossed a four-lane road, and some old ladies pulled over and grabbed me.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Sometimes you just want Chick-fil-A.
I'm just
candy.
Glad it wasn't on a Sunday, because we all crave Chick-fil-A on a
well,
Sunday, and then
true.
We remember it's
when
closed.
The Lord's chicken calls, you got to go.
And it always calls.
It does.
Coming up, we're going to get to Dan Buck is going to join us in the next hour. The Buck stops here about 7:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.